Tommy, first of all, obviously, I know all the lads were gutted about the performance on the result, but did you take some sort of heart from the way you played in a big local derby?
Yeah, I think it was plain to see we were the better team on the day in terms of performance. We created a lot of chances, but obviously Mansfield got the goal and we couldn't get one. Credit to their goalkeeper, he played really well on the day. And you know, that's football. But we go again, and like I say, there is positives to take from it, definitely.
I mean, it was always going to happen, wasn't it? You know, the loss was coming, but I suppose it hurt more the fact it was against your local rivals.
Yeah, and in front of a packed crowd as well, you know. There was a lot of fans probably came to see us who've not been before this season and expecting big things. And although we did perform quite well, we didn't get the goals I think we probably deserved.
Yeah, I know the kind of calls we got on the programme were saying, you know, that it was a good performance. It's one of those games where you batter a team and you just don't get the results, do you?
Well, yeah, and I think we're due a 3 or 4 niler soon with the performances we've been putting in. And I think a lot of the strikers have been unlucky. I think Owen was really unlucky to miss the 1-1 in the second half where it's just pretty much hit the goalkeeper. But we'll keep going. Maybe it's a little monkey off your back, you know, that we've lost the game now, and positives can come from that because we know that we're not invincible now, and we need to be on as metal every week.
I mean, what's the mood in the camp? Is there still a kind of determination to turn things, you know, to make up for last week?
Yeah, there's always a determination. You know, the gaffer wouldn't have it any other way. We've lost the game, and we need to bounce back in the right way.
What about this Morecambe game then? Again, another tough team who've done really well the past month unbeaten.
Yeah, and I think Jim Bentley's doing a cracking job up there. They try and do it the right way, and they're going to be a tough test for us, especially up at their place. It's going to be difficult, but we'll prepare 100% like we do for every team, and we'll know their strengths and weaknesses inside out.
I mean, tough place to go. I think memory serves me right. The last game last season up there was one not a great one, not one to remember anyway.
Yeah, I think we got. I think I was injured for that game, but I think it might have been 2-0, something like that. So yeah, we're definitely 0-1, and I'm sure we'll be ready.
What about yourself this season? Are you happy with the way things are going?
Yeah, it's been going all right. I was a bit disappointed with the goal on Saturday. I probably came for a cross that wasn't mine, but that's football, you know. I've been reasonably pleased. We've done well. We've kept a lot of clean sheets, and the more the merrier.
Has there been a notable difference from sort of last season to this season? Because it does seem to be a more kind of given that, you know, you want to get promoted and you want to do well and do better than you did last season.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the additions to the squad that the gaffer's made in the summer have been brilliant. You know, I think Sammy Morsey and Jimmy Ryan have been standout performers in midfield, and we've got a great bench now as well. You know, there's lads chomping at the bit to try and get in. So, squad wise, it's looking good, and performance wise, it's still looking good, and we've just got to keep ploughing on.
Yeah, you mentioned the additions to the squad. A lot of it seems to be a nice blend of young players, but a lot of experienced pros who've got promotion out of this league and above.
Yeah, definitely. I think you only have to look at Gary Roberts and Ian Everett and players like that. Everett's done it at the highest level. You know, he's got teams into the Premiership and just missed out keeping Blackpool in there. And to have players like that not in the side, trying to get in the side, it keeps the lads who are in the side on the toes as well. So it can only be a positive.
What about having a guy, Richie Humphreys, experience just in front of you? Does that kind of give you confidence as well?
Well, it does. And Richie's been brilliant. You know, I missed him out there, but it's almost like you expect him to play every week. He's that much of a professional, and that's what he does. He goes out every Saturday. He gives you a 7 or 8 performance, and then through the week he's in the gym every day, setting an example for the rest of the lads.
And a different situation from last season, where you're up there, you're there to be shot at. Is that something you actually relish, or is it something you players get a bit nervy about?
No, you've got to relish that sort of thing. I'd rather be in the top spot than in 8th or 9th, trying to get in the playoffs. And I think all the lads are the same. Yeah, we'd definitely relish it.
Yeah. And what's the for yourself? I mean, what's the, obviously promotion is the key as well. You've been talked about as kind of one of the best keepers in this division. Would you like to kind of, you know, apply your trade higher and get sort of more kind of recognition?
Well, every player wants to play as high as possible, and you know, I believe, like I have done for the last 3 or 4 years, that this club belongs higher up than where it is now. And I'm sure the chairman will agree that this season we need to get up into League One. And, you know, if we can get into League One with a fan base that the club's got, who knows, you know, the sky's the limit.
And what about the fans this season? Obviously, the game last weekend, 10,000 here. I mean, if you get that sort of week in, week out, it'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic. And I think we took 1,000 out of Oxford as well the week before. And they'll be travelling in numbers on Saturday to Morecambe. And, you know, you can't speak highly enough of the fans, especially at this club. I mean, I've only been at 3 clubs in my career, but the fans at Chesterfield have been brilliant from day one.